outdoor living. The name says it all. If you like being outdoors in your own space, you'll love Creekstone Outdoor Living. Located on the north side of Houston, Creekstone Outdoor Living has grills, lighting, appliances, pizza ovens, furniture, and even a design studio at 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60 in Spring, Texas, just off the Grand Parkway. If you love your backyard, Creekstone Outdoor Living has everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the Backyard Paradise Specialists. They also carry the quality brands you love, like Yeti, RCX, Lynx, Fire Magic, Weber, American Muscle Grill, The Big Green Egg, Coppersmith, and many more. Just looking for some storage for the game or fishing? No problem. The Yeti Tundra Coolers are perfect for the job and come in sizes weighing up to 90 pounds. And if you're looking for some great design ideas, inspiration, or even some of their work, visit their website at www.creekstoneoutdoors.com. Creekstone Outdoor Living, the Backyard Paradise Specialists, 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60, Spring, Texas, 713-389-5936. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Huh, like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Froberg's Farm and Creek Smokehouse on Highway 6 in Alvin. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
This is Sam Hickey, who is the owner of Creekstone Outdoor Living. How you doing, Sam?
Doing well, thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show, and it's a pleasure to have you as an advertiser on the Outdoor Cooking Show. Tell us about Creekstone Outdoor Living. How'd you start the business?
Well, I was working for a home builder back in 2008, and the market declined with home building, and we had Hurricane Ike hit, and I basically looked for a way to start a business that wasn't affected necessarily by the home building market. And so what we found was people weren't buying homes, they were reinvesting in the homes they already had.
So you grew up on a farm, you wanted to be self-employed.
Yes, sir.
Graduated from A&M.
Correct.
I expected a whoop.
Yeah, you got one.
And so you started building these high-end outdoor living spaces, as you call it. Talk about that just a minute. I assume that means a lot more than just outdoor kitchens.
Absolutely. So, you know, we started out doing patio covers and outdoor kitchens. And really, that just grew into a full-fledged design build process where we would go out and meet with the customer and design basically a total backyard. So that could include a patio cover, outdoor kitchen, fireplace, fire pit, you know, flooring, all sorts of options that go along with those items.
So tell us how that process works. A client comes to you and says, I want an outdoor kitchen. What do you do first?
Well, the first thing we're going to do is set up a consultation appointment and send either myself or my designer, my lead designer, out to the customer's house. And we will basically look at the roof line, look at the customer's wish list, and determine, you know, a good overall scope of what the desired project is.
And then you talk about budget.
Correct. We try to get a good idea on budget. Of course, you know, some people really have no idea what the project may cost. So we're going to try to give them an idea before we leave of what, you know, certain items may cost.
And you have an architect on staff.
Correct. Not a licensed architect, but a very highly qualified plan designer that we do. We use a program called Revit, and we do three-dimensional renderings with a 2D floor plan.
And then you go back to the client, get approval, and you start the construction process. Typically speaking, I understand weather always impacts outdoor construction. What's the usual amount of time it takes you to, say, build an outdoor kitchen?
So once we have all the necessary permits, which we handle all in-house for the customer, we'll have a pre-construction meeting. And once that meeting is done, we have Typically on a outdoor kitchen alone or just a patio cover by itself, you know, probably a 2 to 3 week build time. And on a big combination project where you may have a patio cover, outdoor kitchen, fireplace, among other things, you may have about a 6 week build time.
Now you've expanded into custom home building. I suppose this is an extension of when you were in the construction industry. Is there a part of town that you restrict this to, or is it available all over Houston?
We typically, on the home building side, try to stay on the north side of town. We're what I would call myself a boutique builder. We're not going to take on a ton of custom homes, but we do have, because of the outdoor living side of our business, we do have the ability to draw a full custom home in-house because we have a great plan designer on staff.
How many custom homes have you built so far?
Just three.
But nonetheless, your clients can come to you for custom homes.
Absolutely.
Now, it's Christmas time, and you guys build outdoor kitchens and all these other things that you've just described. This is the Outdoor Cooking Show. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for unique and unusual or practical gifts for Christmas for the backyard chef. Let's start out with, say, kitchen appliances. You have a lot of them that are designed to be built into outdoor kitchens, but I'm sure you have standalone appliances as well.
Sure.
So tell us about it.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that some of the components that we use in the built-in kitchens are actually available in a standalone on a cart. So you can get that higher end quality, a longer lasting grill in a cart model, so that it's freestanding. So if you don't want to invest in a outdoor kitchen at the current property that you have, or you want to invest in a high-end grill that you can take with you to the next home, that's available to you as well. So Lynx, Blaze, RCS, Fire Magic, all of those grills that are a lot of times seen in an outdoor kitchen are available on carts.
But now you can also offer pizza ovens.
Correct.
Now, to talk about pizza ovens for a minute, I never thought about buying my own pizza oven.
Sure. So we have, you know, two options available. You have, you know, the actual full-blown wood-fired pizza oven that we can construct on site that, you know, similar to a fireplace with a chimney flue going up through a roof line, or if even a freestanding unit. But Lynx also makes a pizza oven that can be a countertop model. If you already have an outdoor kitchen, it can be retrofitted to sit right on top of the countertop. Or if we're constructing a new outdoor kitchen, that same pizza oven can actually be built in.
And what about other appliances and maybe fire pit features?
Sure. So one really popular appliance that's relatively new to the outdoor kitchen world is a griddle. So, you know, prior to the last couple of years, we had griddle top accessories, which are still really popular. You may get a cast iron griddle top or a stainless steel griddle top that can fit on an existing grill.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple of manufacturers have come out with built-in and cart models in a 30-inch griddle. So really popular for, you know, breakfast items, eggs, bacon. But you can get into stir fry and fajitas and vegetables on the griddle. So that's a really neat option.
Now, not everybody has the budget to build an outdoor kitchen or a backyard fire pit for a Christmas gift. Let's talk about some of those cast iron griddles. I saw a pizza baking stone.
Sure.
What is that?
Well, pizza stone, just like you may use inside in your indoor oven, you can actually use a pizza stone on your outdoor grill. So you put the pizza stone on there and heat it up, and you're going to get that ceramic ability to hold heat and basically cook that pizza to the perfect crust.
And most grill owners don't realize the power of a grill cover. It enhances the life of the grill greatly. Talk about grill covers.
Yeah, so there's a number of different options. Most of the manufacturers have grill covers that are made for their brand, but just right off the top, the grill cover is going to keep the hood and the canopy of the grill clean. It's going to help keep, you know, leaves, pine needles, stuff like that out of the grill. And then just with the pollen and everything else that we have here in the Houston climate, it will help keep everything clean.
And infrared is a big deal now.
Absolutely.
Talk about infrared grills. What's the advantage to that?
So Lynx makes an all-infrared, which is really nice, with a lifetime warranty on the infrared burner. But infrared is just a different way of cooking. It actually heats the item above it. It's not really heating the air around it. So you're going to have the ability to cook at a lot higher temperature. So sear and ribeyes, And with the Lynx, it's a variable temperature infrared. So you can cook at a low temperature, even do bread and vegetables over an infrared.
And you also have multi-level cooking surfaces. Now, are these cooking surfaces that can be inserted into an existing grill, or are these grills that come with a multi-layered cooking surface?
Typically, you're going to have a warming rack in any built-in or cart model grill, so that gives you those two levels. They're the main rack and the cook and the warming rack. But also in grills like Big Green Egg, you can buy extended rack surfaces so that you can have 2 to 3 levels if you're wanting to put more food in that grill that's available to you.
And, of course, built-in refrigeration units are part of the outdoor kitchen process, but do you have standalone refrigeration units for outdoors?
Well, really, any of the outdoor fridges that we offer can be put standalone. Some of them, the outdoor-rated ones, actually are full stainless on the outside as well as the inside. So if you did have that unit standing on the back porch, it's still a really nice, attractive unit.
And we have a warming drawer indoors in the kitchen. And when we first built that kitchen, I thought to myself, we are never going to use this. But we use it all the time. Do you have warming drawers for outside?
We do. And actually, one thing that a lot of people aren't aware of is a warming door is a great cooking accessory to keep food warm, but outside, around a hot tub or a pool, it's really nice to use to warm your towels.
Ah, I never thought of that. This is Sam Hickey of Creekstone Outdoor Living. Tell us how to contact you, Sam.
You can reach us at 281-549-2496, or you can email directly off our website. We have multiple contact us tabs on the website, www.creekstoneoutdoors.com.
Sam Hickey of Creekstone Outdoor Living.
Thank you.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. The Outdoor Cooking Show will be back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame after this short break.
Nothing beats farm fresh produce. Roadside stands are great, but not always well stocked. But